Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners. It's a pleasure to be here again after a month and to reflect on the 2018 that is about to expire.
First of all, before starting with the story you have, how was the Christmas?
It was a working Christmas. Some of us are here. Some of my colleagues have already left home. Most of our national staff was celebrating. A number of us were here and celebrating a little bit, you know, taking time to reflect and to have some nice kind of almost like a family gathering, but also to be working, because you know that a lot of project deadlines are either at the end of this month and the beginning of January. So this is actually a very busy period for all the NGOs, essentially, across the world, so that we want to introduce our new 2019 projects.
Great. Nice to have you here this morning. Now, just 3 days away from the new year, looking back, what is your assessment of 2018 in terms of action against hunger activities in South Sudan?
2018 was a very interesting year. First of all, I actually joined Action Against Hunger at the beginning of 2018, so I was able to see the situation where it was when I came here. I could say we actually stabilized a lot. We did a lot of work in throughout South Sudan in our three static bases in Awil East, in Warap, and in Fangak in Jonglei, and through our emergency response team that intervenes essentially throughout the country, and I will tell you a little bit more later of where they were. We managed to meet our targets, and we were there for over 170,000 people, thousand of people who needed our assistance. So reflecting on 2018, we grew a lot. There was a lot of reflection. There was a lot of structural change, and this is all positive things. We also worked through the NGO forum as an active member on introducing the prevention of sexual exploitation and abuse, the PSEA. That was highly on our agenda. But I think it's a very positive year. I mean, a year where a lot of, let's say, bad things happened in terms of context and environment, but also a year where we had the peace agreement, the revitalized peace agreement. So that's also something that gives our colleagues and also the people that we work with a lot of hope that things will change for the better.
Yes, and can you share with us some of the success stories of Action Against Hunger, as you've been engaging yourselves in different activities, different parts of the country? So what are some of the success stories that you had?
Well, a lot of our success stories are actually people that we work with. So we have empowered mothers to take better care of their children. We've saved the lives of children, and I don't think there's anything more rewarding or more important than to save lives through what we do. Our emergency teams went for 10 smart surveys. So we helped improve the analysis of hunger and food insecurity in South Sudan. So this is our contribution to the overall kind of humanitarian effort. We did several pre-response assessments, so we go and we see what's going on in the areas that are hard to reach, and that's our focus. And we have 5 deployments of our emergency response team in different areas of the country that touch the lives of 75,000 plus people. Then we also, together with WFP, successfully piloted the new way of registering patients at nutrition sites, which is called the Scope Coda. And this gave us very good results, and we're working towards this. This is going to streamline a lot of the assistance at the site. So this is a very important innovation that we're working on together with our partners from WFP. We have also saved the lives of almost 10,000 children by doing the malaria screening and prevention, which is also a part of what we do in our nutrition sites, the sites that that treat severe acute malnutrition and also moderate malnutrition. In terms of water and sanitation, and you know this is one of the most underfunded sectors in South Sudan and a huge need, we managed to reach over 100,000 beneficiaries with 115 water sources rehabilitated, over 2,000 sanitation facilities built through community engagement, and a lot of kits distribution and a lot of input to the families. We also have started a project that looks specifically into accountability for gender-based violence in specifically in nutrition, but kind of across the board. So we have conducted several safety audits and also gender analysis, which gave us a lot more insight into what goes on with the community, so we're better able to structure our services and to improve our services. So these are some of the highlights, and we also collect feedback from our beneficiaries and from the people that we work with.
Yeah.
For me, one of the highlights of the year when I went to the visit to Fangak, to Old Fangak, and to our static site in Paguir, which is 2 hours walk from Old Fangak. The fact that we came there through our emergency intervention and working with the people there and hiring personnel and putting in place a nutrition site in Paguir and two surrounding villages actually sparked a little bit of economic activity. So the fact that we were there, people started, you know, changing and working a little bit more. The market began to thrive. So this also fills me with hope and with understanding that when we intervene somewhere, there are collateral benefits that happen because people are so industrious and they're so creative and they just need an opportunity to thrive. So looking back, this has been a very, very positive year in terms of how we have been able to perform on our humanitarian mission of ending hunger in the world and close the gap.
Yeah, great. Right. Yes, and as we are 3 days to the new year, that is 2019, and there might be plans, projects, and thinking of next year, 2018, what will be happening now? What will be the main priorities of Action Against Hunger organization in 2019?
In 2019, we will continue implementing our country strategy. So we will... The idea is to actually expand and to increase the coverage because, you know, the nutrition coverage in many areas is below the sphere standards of 50% coverage, meaning availability of care for those who need the care. So this is one of our main priorities because we're all about nutrition, all about ending nutrition insecurity throughout the world. So this is one way that we're going. We will also strengthen our engagement in all things protection. So we want to work against gender-based violence in nutrition and all other different sectors. And of course, we're pursuing further our country strategy, looking more into resilience, working more with partners from the Resilience Exchange Network, and also working a lot on the humanitarian advocacy through the NGO forum and with other colleagues in South Sudan.
We are almost saying bye-bye to the year 2018, and now let's have a look back to 2018. Was there a moment or decision of your organization that you felt was the most memorable?
Well, there was a decision, and it's kind of a process that it's still ongoing, and that is the decision of Action Against Hunger USA. As you know, we're a network of different Action Against Hungers. Our HQ is based in New York in the United States, to regionalize and to decentralize. So it's a very long and very cumbersome organizational process. It affects everyone. It affects all the different country programs. So now we have a regional office that is putting together a kind of a regional strategy for us so that we can be better able to respond and also to connect what's going on here in South Sudan with the global developments and what goes on in the region so that we can capitalize on that experience. So organizationally, I would say this was the most kind of profound decision that that was made and that I kind of encountered when I joined the South Sudan country program in February.
Okay, great. Now, are there any lessons that you have learned this year that you will carry through to the next year, 2019?
The key lesson I've learned, and I think this is something that I relearn every time, listen to the people and people will surprise you. in terms of organization, in terms of letting your colleagues be the best persons they can be, listen to the people that you work with, listen to the communities, what are they telling you? So this is always a positive lesson to learn, because otherwise your assistants and whatever you're doing cannot be as effective. So really coming together and making sure that everybody is on board, and especially capitalizing on the strength of women. Because women are so industrious, they're so resilient, that it is absolutely amazing what they can do when they're given a chance. So I'm hoping that whatever is going on with the peace process will increasingly include women, because they are the first to suffer whenever there's conflict, whenever there's drought, whenever there's climate change, whenever there's any other disaster coming upon. So this is something that I take for myself into 2019. I have also grown, and I've learned my personal lessons. And as an organization, we have learned a lot of how we can work in different contexts.
Mm-hmm. And maybe finally, or before I let you go, what are some of the things that don't come up in this interview, and you want our listeners really to know, to be aware about it, or they know, you want to let our listeners to know?
Well, we do are part of the humanitarian mission, but what I would like to stress and to leave you with is that conflict and hunger and gender-based violence are so interrelated. And if we want to end hunger in the world, we need to work on ending conflict in the world. So going back again on all these positive changes that we've seen, and this hope that we have for the peaceful South Sudan in which everyone can thrive, I think this is something that we need to take away, and we need to put our priorities there to make everyone food secure and able to fulfill their full potential.
Finally, your New Year message to all South Sudanese.
Make peace work for everyone and end hunger in the world. And let's work together to make that happen.
Thank you very much for joining me in the studio here.